Appendix B, Employment of the Contingency Command Post. This appendix describes the employment of the CCP. The appendix begins with an overview of CCP roles, capabilities, limitations, and missions. It concludes with a discussion on the different types of missions the CCP can fulfill. Contingency Command Post Roles. With augmentation, the CCP has the ability to serve as a JTF Headquarters, Joint Force Land Component Command, and or R4 for Operations Limited in scale and scope. For both roles, the CCP would require a significant amount of augmentation for additional Army capabilities and staff capacity, as well as from other services and interagency partners. The GCC may provide joint capabilities for communications, planning, operations, logistics, knowledge management, intelligence support, or public affairs to the CCP in its transition into a joint role through the JEC. See the JEC homepage or the link in the references for more information. Planners must also consider other factors, such as linguist support, multinational representation in coalitions, and liaison requirements, to name a few. See Chapter 8 of this ATP for more information on the Theater Army in Joint Roles, JP3-31 for more information on joint land operations, and JP3-33 for information on forming a joint task force headquarters. See FM3-94 and TC6-6 for more information on transitions and transitioning to a joint force headquarters. Contingency Command Post, Capabilities and Limitations. The CCP can perform all required tasks and functions for commanding and controlling limited contingency operations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, within limitations. The CCP is designed to deploy its organic personnel and equipment by C-130 aircraft. However, some Theater Army CCPs are resourced differently and have different deployment capabilities. The ability to deploy quickly to any area within the AOR maximizes the CCP's utility. The CCP also has the capability to deploy a small assessment team to determine the operational requirements of a crisis, disaster, or other contingency. The CCP commander can C2 2 to 5 subordinate units up to brigade size. The CCP can increase its span of control for specific mission requirements with augmentation from other Theater Army command posts, theater troops, or joint and interagency organizations as appropriate. If the Theater Army commander is commanding the CCP, then the Theater Army may be employing the CCP like a forward command post. The Theater Army commander is the JFLEC, and the GCC is acting as the Joint Task Force commander. In this case, the Theater Army would require significant augmentation and staff reorganization to execute its day-to-day responsibilities under Title 10 and the GCC. The CCP staff requires augmentation to access and employ joint fires. The combatant command, joint or service headquarters, provide other joint capabilities and augmentation if necessary. The CCP coordinates additional required capabilities through the MCP. The headquarters support company provides the administrative and sustainment support for the CCP. This company provides field feeding, supply, sanitation, field service medical treatment, and field service maintenance to the deployed CCP. The CCP depends on the Theater Army's headquarters and headquarters battalion for higher echelon support beyond the capability of the headquarters support company. The CCP commander cannot exercise C2 for protracted military operations or combat operations unless appropriately augmented or reinforced. A variety of sources can provide the needed augmentation, including the MCP, the GCC staff, other service component commands, and a JMD request. As a planning factor, the CCP may effectively operate without augmentation for a maximum of 30 days of continuous operations, depending on the situation. The CCP requires support for deployment. While it can be deployed by C-130, it requires assistance loading and unloading the aircraft, as well as ground transportation to the deployment facility and from the port of entry in the area of employment. The CCP can conduct operations of limited scope, range of activities, scale, dimensions of the AO, number of units and size of forces, complexity, number of simultaneous interrelated activities, and intensity, speed, tempo, degree of lethality, or destruction within a given time frame. The CCP must receive augmentation and be reinforced or relieved if the requirements exceed previously stated limitations. The CCP provides the GCC and the Theater Army Commander with a limited organic operational C-2 capability. It is not, however, the only or the preferred tool for all contingencies. The CCP depends on the Theater Army MCP for future planning capability, intelligence support, sustainment coordination, special staff functions, and tailored staff support, as required, for the conduct of military operations within the GCC's AOR. Although the CCP actively participates with the MCP planning staff in planning, the MCP normally produces the operation orders, and the CCP focuses largely on controlling the execution of the plan, including short-term assessment of operations. Additionally, the command relationships under which the CCP is employed will likely change its relationship with the MCP because the CCP will most likely detach to deploy and fill a joint role while the Theater Army retains its R4 responsibilities. The implication is that the CCP may require a support relationship from the Theater Army MCP to benefit from reach-back support, or another arrangement must be made by the appropriate authority. The CCP requires support of the Theater Signal Command for up to secret network transport capability and network operations. Based on specific mission requirements, the Theater Signal Command provides tailored communication support teams to support the CCP. The CCP has very limited communications capability. The CCP communications capability is meant to support assessment teams deployed from the CCP at most. The CCP does not have organic capacity for unclassified and secret digital communications for the entire CCP, and no organic capability for top secret or sensitive compartmented information storage or communications. With a small intelligence cell, the CCP relies upon the theater-level military intelligence brigade and the intelligence enterprise as a whole for regionally focused intelligence collection, analysis, and production. Additionally, the CCP depends on the Military Intelligence Brigade for Expeditionary SATCOM for Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communication System Network connectivity, if required by the mission. The CCP depends on the Military Intelligence Brigade for top secret and sensitive compartmented communications and information system support. The CCP depends on outside organizations for security and sustainment. The headquarters and headquarters company deploy with the CCP to provide supervision over the security detail. The security personnel for that detail come from outside the organization. The CCP has no organic capability for transportation, maintenance, fueling, feeding, life support, or medical support. This support must either be provided in augmentation or through operational contract support. Appendix B in the print version of ATP 3-93 depicts a notional JTF headquarters with CCP capabilities and capacities overlaid to show other types of capabilities and capacities that planners should consider when planning to employ the CCP in a joint role. Planners must consider which capabilities at what capacity will be driven by mission requirements. The organization of the Joint Force Headquarters will vary from one mission to another. However, some common organizations that provide capability include, but are not limited to, the Joint Enabling Capabilities Command. It provides global, rapidly deployable, temporary joint expeditionary capabilities across the range of military operations to assist in the initial establishment, organization, and operation of Joint Force Headquarters. National Intelligence Support. It is sourced from intelligence and communications experts from across the National Intelligence Communications. The Defense Threat Reduction Agency. It integrates, synchronizes, and provides expertise, technologies, and capabilities to safeguard the United States and its allies from global weapons of mass destruction and improvised threats. The Joint Information Operations Warfare Center. It provides information-related subject matter expertise and advice to the joint staff and combatant commands, and develops and maintains a joint information assessment framework that measures and reports performance of information-related capabilities supporting joint operations. The Joint Communications Security Monitoring Activity. It provides information security monitoring and analysis support to JTFs. The Joint Warfare Analysis Center. It assists in preparation and analysis of joint O plans and service chiefs' analysis of weapons effectiveness. Some positions that planners may consider in planning staff augmentation to build a joint force headquarters include, but are not limited to, Command Senior Enlisted Leaders, equivalent to Army Command Sergeants Major, Principal Staff Officers, Political Advisors or Foreign Policy Advisors, Interagency Liaisons, Coalition Members, other liaison officers as required, the Commander's Action Group or Commander's Initiative Group, Directorate Executive Officers. Contingency Command Post Mission Types. The CCP is designed to control small-scale contingencies and other types of operations, limited in terms of scale, scope, complexity, intensity, and duration. For employment, it will require augmentation for transportation, fuel, maintenance, life support, and other situational requirements. A general planning factor for employment is up to 30 days of continuous 24-hour operations, controlling 2 to 5 subordinate organizations. The size of the organizations the CCP is designed to control is battalion and brigade level, though with the appropriate commander and augmentation in the CCP, it could command any echelon of organization. The reason for the 30-day planning factor is the lack of depth in each of the staff functions across the CCP. At the end of 30 days of continuous day and night operations, the staff will simply be exhausted from the tempo of operations and present increasing amounts of risk as a consequence. The CCP can be employed for longer periods with more significant augmentation for staff capability and endurance. As designed, the CCP can be employed in response to 7 types of operations: non-combatant evacuation operations, Seaburn response, FHA and FDR, DISCA, initial stages of peace operations, theater security cooperation and building partner capacity, respond to crisis and transition to combat operations. The CCP will generally be employed under a joint force commander, when employed in support of non-combatant evacuation, Seaburn response, FHA and FDR, or peace operations. In these cases, the CCP's command relationship to the theater army will change. It will become a separate organization, JTF, or Joint Force Land Component Command, and take on new authorities in its joint role. The CCP will no longer have access to its habitual support from the theater army without specific provisions and authorities. The CCP will require support from theater enablers for transportation, fuel, maintenance, security, life support, and other capabilities that are not organic to the CCP. This can be provided through support relationships or operational contract support. If the CCP is employed in a theater security cooperation or building partner capacity mission, then it will likely retain its command relationship with the Theater Army Headquarters. In this case, the CCP retains access to various types of support, to include transportation, funding, and MCP staff reachback. This is especially important as the CCP is reliant on the MCP for long-range planning, assessment capability, and special staff functional support in its organic relationship. Theater Army planners and CCP staff must be able to make planning adjustments according to the differences between employment in a joint role versus an Army role. While employment in a joint role is the bulk of the discussion on the CCP is most frequently employed in a theater security cooperation mission. Non-combatant evacuation operations. Non-combatant evacuation operations are conducted by the DoD to assist in evacuating United States citizens and nationals, DoD civilian personnel, and designated persons, host nation, and third country nationals, whose lives are in danger from locations in a foreign nation to an appropriate safe haven when directed by the Department of State, JP3-68. The CCP can respond to non-combatant evacuation operations in permissive, uncertain, and hostile OEs. This response can include missions involving limited combat and security operations. Limited in terms of scale, scope, complexity, intensity, and duration. See JP3-68 and ATP3-05.68 for more information on non-combatant evacuation operations. Chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear response. Seaburn response can be described generally as the overarching United States government's capability to prepare for, respond to, and recover from the effects of a man-made or natural seaburn incident. JP3-41. The CCP can provide the initial control for seaburn response operations. Specifically, the CCP is trained and ready to control seaburn teams, civil affairs, and sustainment enabler capabilities as part of a larger government response to a seaburn event. Domestic seaburn response is a type of support provided within the DISCA mission conducted by DoD forces to save lives, protect property and the environment, and meet basic human needs. International Seaburn Response, known as ICBURN-R, is assistance provided by the United States government to respond to the effects of a deliberate or inadvertent seaburn incident, including the release of toxic industrial materials, known as TIMs, on foreign territory. DoD seaburn response includes immediate life-saving measures for the affected host nation population, United States citizens, armed forces abroad, and its friends and allies to minimize human casualties and provide temporary associated essential services. CJP3-41, FM3-11, and ATP3-11.41 for seaburn response. See Appendix C of this publication, ATP 3-28.1 and JP 3-28 for more information on DISCA. Foreign Humanitarian Assistance and Foreign Disaster Relief. The CCP has the ability to C2, FHA, and FDR, including those in non-permissive OEs requiring limited combat or security operations. Limited in terms of scale, scope, complexity, intensity, and duration. The CCP can rapidly deploy an assessment team to assess FHA and FDR needs for the Theater Army or GCC. On order, it can deploy the rest of the command post. A CCP receives additional liaison teams to coordinate with United States government agencies, host nation authorities, and international organizations when conducting disaster relief operations. See JP 3-29 for more information on FHA or FDR. Defense support of civil authorities. The CCP can C2 forces to provide DISCA that are limited in scale, scope, complexity, intensity, and duration. The CCP can deploy assessment teams to survey the mission area and coordinate for necessary military capabilities to support the civil mission. On order, the Theater Army can deploy the remainder of the CCP. The CCP receives additional liaison teams to coordinate with United States government agencies when providing DISCA. See JP 3-28 for more information on DISCA. Peace operations. The CCP directs subordinate elements in execution of the initial phases of peace operations that are limited in scope, scale, complexity, intensity, and duration. Peace operations normally involve the deployment of significant military forces for extended periods, as in Bosnia, Kosovo, and Sinai, and exceed a CCP's capabilities. However, the CCP's ability to provide immediate response forces lends itself to a limited role CCP in peace operations. This particularly applies when the immediate insertion of United States military forces is required to separate two or more antagonists who have consented at some level to cease operations. The command must augment the CCP with a headquarters more capable of conducting sustained operations for consequence management, or relieve it with another more capable organization. See ATP 3-07.31 and JP 3-07.3 for more information on peace operations. Theater security cooperation and building partner capacity. In support of theater security cooperation and building partner capacity, the CCP will usually control selected Army elements participating in joint and combined exercises with land forces of partner nations. The CCP acts either as an exercise control headquarters or as a participating unit replicating the command post of another Army warfighting headquarters. The CCP can provide a command post with staff capabilities tailored to the requirements of specific bilateral war games, simulations, and command post exercises that focus on building specific partner capacity areas of concern. These capabilities provide an opportunity to promote interoperability between United States and multinational military forces. For example, these capabilities promote both forces using common doctrine and standard operating procedures. The CCP can also provide the nucleus of a tailored command post for Army, joint, or multinational exercises, including joint augmentation from other services. See ATP 3-07.10 for advising foreign security forces. ATP 3-96.1 for Security Force Assistance Brigade operations, FM 3-22 for Army support to security cooperation, and JP 3-20 for a broader discussion on security cooperation. react to crisis, and transition to war. In the event of a crisis escalating towards armed conflict, a CCP may serve as the initial basis for a land component command until relieved by a more capable headquarters. The transition from crisis through escalation to armed conflict and war can be abrupt and unexpected. Often, there is insufficient time to form a JTF and components. In such an event, a CCP may serve as a short-term solution to controlling combat forces in the early stages of a conflict and enable the transition to LISCO. The CCP is not resourced to serve as the core of a Joint Force Land Component Command or JTF in such a scenario, though they may be absorbed by the headquarters that relieves it, subject to the authorization by the GCC and Theater Army Commander.